Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Natalie Weiner.
Hey.
And Trish Halpin.
No, that's stupid.
Can we start over? Hey guys, this is Joe Lynch, and this is the Must Hear Music Podcast. This week, I've got special guests Natalie Weiner and Trish Halpin. Hey guys.
We should probably use that intro. Thanks for introing that for me, Trish.
I'm happy to do it.
So yeah, this is the Must Hear Music Podcast. We have Trish Halpin and Natalie Weiner.
Hey.
And I guess before we dive into some of our choices, a couple house cleaning things we have to say. So last week we were bragging about having microphone stands and how fancy that was. Really kind of set us, I think, apart from a lot of the other podcasting.
Yeah,
I tried people. I was excited about the stands, but I also tried to remind you that they're just mic stands.
Yeah, they were freaking me out. And so we flew way too close to the sun, and now.
I scheduled
today's podcast. There's three people talking on this podcast, and we have two microphones.
And only one mic stand.
It's
well, but
really,
we only wanted one mic stand, to
be
fair.
We've fallen pretty far, to be honest. It's depressing. But, and the other thing, before we started, I wanted to say, long-time Must Hear Music contributor, whatever that makes you, Natalie Weiner has her own podcast now with Billboard.
Yay.
It's called Ballin' Out, and
hey.
It's like sports and stuff. Like, I don't really
it
know.
It is. Well,
sports,
okay, Joe, so here's the
it.
Thing. Like, people don't realize, sheeple, you might refer to them. They don't.
That's
think
a
about...
good way to get people to listen to your podcast.
Definitely.
Be like, listen,
insult
sheeple.
Them.
Yeah.
No.
Talk down to them.
So basically, there is actually a huge amount of crossover between the worlds of music and sports, which I discovered really during my time at Billboard. And I kept finding myself writing all these news stories about, you know, the songs that athletes listen to, or like some athlete is dating some musician or whatever. There's like a million different places where the worlds intersect. So now they have their own podcast where we will be interviewing artists and athletes and going over the week's news in music and sports.
Yeah, the first episode is out, and, like, I don't follow sports. I've never been good at sports. I try to watch, and I really can't even understand it. Like, there's something, like, it's a mental thing. But I listened to your podcast, and I was very entertained, even,
thank
like,
you, Joe.
Not being into sports. And you
he
guys...
He said sports about 15 times in 30 seconds, by the way.
That's the most I'm going to say it the rest of my life. And you had an interview on, right?
We did. We interviewed, so I'm sure you guys have seen the Running Man Challenge around, this thing that's brought the Ghost Town DJs Maya Boo back onto the Hot 100. Viral video craze. Trish is shrugging like she doesn't know what's going on.
You know,
on.
That song was a great song from
it's
the 90s.
It's a phenomenal song.
And now it's back with a vengeance.
About. Yeah, it's back with a vengeance thanks to sports, as it were, because these two basketball players who were in the Sweet 16 for the for March Madness, they did a video copying these New Jersey high schoolers taking the Running Man Challenge, and they caused it to go viral. So we talked to them, and we talked to all the Ghost Town DJs on the first
That's awesome you talked
episode.
To Ghost Town DJs.
They were, like, the greatest people I've ever spoken to. I cannot give a higher cosign than the Ghost Town DJs. They are spectacular.
I really don't want to get too far off this, but it's just weird. So, like, they had one hit 20
they
years
did.
Ago, and now they're, like, back in the public eye. That's
I
so
know.
Crazy.
There's a lot of ghost towning happening.
I know, we made that joke on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Which I totally listened to.
All right. Well, let's dive in and talk about. I was trying to think of some nice segue.
Synergy.
Yeah, no, I'm just mentioning because I really
never
I
done
liked
with
it.
Synergy. Trish, the synergy
so
lasts
yeah,
forever.
It's Natalie and co-host Adele.
Adele,
who
is also a Billboard.
Double L
person.
Adele, who yes. is a Billboard writer and who's been on this podcast a few times. Ballin' out.
Yep. Go download it on iTunes. Yes, ballin' apostrophe.
Yeah, not bawling out.
Yeah.
That sounds gross. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Google that at work.
Right. What do you think I've been doing the last hour? Okay, so let's talk about some music.
Yeah.
Minus the athletics. But plus toys. Speaking of synergy, so the song we're starting off this week is Justin Timberlake's number one hit. The song debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, which is a really crazy
yeah.
impressive feat, even for someone as big as Timberlake.
Yeah,
like, that's
only,
a rare thing.
There's only been 26. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just updated that gallery. It's about 26.
Right.
Pretty nice.
What's some of the surprising ones?
I don't know if they're necessarily surprising, but Bieber just got his first Hot 100 debut. Adele got one. I remember
Zayn debuted at number one.
Yeah, going backwards, it's Justin Timberlake, Zayn, and then Bieber, Adele.
Yeah, great.
Going backwards, I know too.
Come to Billboard for the really in-depth Billboard information.
No, but other people who are on there, like Britney Spears, I think Cher was on there, Michael Jackson's on
nice.
There, Taylor Swift's on there. Mm-hmm. Shake It Off, I think it was.
That makes
yeah,
a lot of
that
sense.
Did
because it was
one.
The video came out at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she just threw it all out into the world and we ate it up. But yeah, so there have been a lot more in the last 2 years than there really were in the
yeah.
2 decades preceding, which is interesting.
Because I think
yeah.
the streaming
yeah.
is just so immediate. Like,
exactly.
they can count these things,
yeah.
like, in real time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, is from the Troll soundtrack. I just can't, I mean, I feel like I'm going off another tangent. I really can't believe that there's a Trolls movie. Like, they were a dumb toy. Like,
okay, excuse me. They were not a dumb toy. They were
collectibles. But, Joe, like, they'll make anything that kids can watch. Like, any movie that kids can go to, like, will be made. Because that's where all the money is.
There was a Minions movie. The Minions don't even speak a real language.
I have not seen that movie, but I'm not against it on principle. But at least it was, like, an original-ish thing. You know, like, I know it's
yeah.
spun off from the other movie, but, like, it's a new-ish idea. Like,
I don't know. They've been turning...
It's just a toy that... Did anyone, like, get a treasure troll and they were, like, awesome?
Yeah,
happy
I had
this.
A whole little rolling suitcase where they each
I
had their own little compartment.
Very terrifying.
I
like,
know.
I could not even look
their
at
their fat
them.
Little bellies and their hair.
They're so
oh,
scary.
No, they're so
I, like, was terrified.
So, yeah, I got one that had blue hair. And the whole thing, I don't know if this was all trolls or just the ones with the gems in their belly, but it was, like, if you rubbed the gem, made a wish, put it on your windowsill overnight, and then put its hair up in a twist... If the hair fell down by the morning, that means your wish would come true. I wished for a different toy when I got the troll. I wished that I had gotten a transformer from my parents instead.
I wish
and
people
that
had
wish
seen
did
your
not
face
come
right
true.
Now.
Wait, where did you get
well,
this?
Well, also,
like,
the Transformers
lore?
Have movies, which are amazing, by the way.
They're not, but.
There's,
like,
inherent
each
action
one,
involved in a
each
Transformer.
One is
they
exponentially
have to transform
yeah, Transformers
from
are really
other
cool toys.
Things.
Yeah.
And like... their soundtracks weren't produced by Justin Timberlake, so.
Oh, that soundtrack, though, for the one from the 80s is fantastic. It's hair metal. It's like a hair metal Transformers.
Wait, there was a Transformers
a Weird
movie
Al is on
that
it.
Michael Bay didn't do, because I'm
there is an animated Transformers movie from, I think, 85 or 86, and I watched it literally every day when I was 2 years old. It was a big thing for me as a child. Just robots beating the hell out of each other was a good year of my life. But anyways, that is a
back
huge
to Justin Timberlake
tangent. Back to Justin Timberlake and Trolls. So Trolls, weird that they're making this movie. But there's a song, Can't Stop the Feeling. It's super, like, Pharrell happy-ish.
Yes.
It's really upbeat. You know, at first I was like, oh, I don't really like this. But, like... I've been hearing it everywhere because it's number one. And, like, I don't dislike it, I guess. Like, it is catchy. It's been in my head.
Well, the Trish take is that it needs to be listened to on a nice day when you're happy. So, like, I'm never going to be able to listen to that song and enjoy it.
Ouch.
Oh, Trish, so dark.
But you're a big Timber fan. So are you, like, let down by this?
No, I mean, it's a cute, fun, happy pop song. It's going to be number one for a while. The day I listened to it, when I put it on Spotify and I walked out of my house to listen to it, it was last week, that Friday, when it was cold and rainy in New York, and I just wanted to listen to, like, really sad, miserable music, and that so that song wasn't for my mood at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just, like, last week, when we spoke about Ariana Grande's song, I was like, that's going to be a summer jam. Like, you're going to listen to it when you have the top down in your car. You're going to listen to it at the beach. It's going to be at every wedding from right. now until eternity. So if you don't like it, you better just learn to tolerate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like, don't have a choice with this song.
No, you don't. Just, like, shut up and dance last summer. It's like, you don't really have a choice. This song is going to be at every wedding. It's going to be every... I actually like it. I actually thought that song was cute, but I didn't hear it too many times. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good. That's
I heard
helpful.
It twice at the same wedding, which I thought was important.
Okay, so I think that's kind of funny that that was, like, the immediate response, you know? Like, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be at every wedding. That was, like, the thing I heard the second it came out, which I don't know if I've ever seen a response like that to any song, which kind of is just an interesting thing to me. And, like, it's just objectively a good, like, it's objectively a good pop song. I mean, it's Max Martin, yeah. Shellback. Like, it has all the ingredients. To me, it's just... It's, like, so generic. I can't imagine ever thinking, like, oh, God, I've got to hear Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't know. It's, like, fine to hear it. I can't, I don't see myself seeking it out. But it's, like, it's not meant to be sought out, I guess. It's meant to be background
right.
music. It's meant to be, like,
it's meant to
vibe
be played during the closing
music.
Credits of the Trolls movie.
Right.
And at every wedding from now until eternity.
No, I feel like there has to be a sequence. This is more like, I don't see this closing credits. I see this as, like, a montage when, like, something, like, falls apart and they, like, rebuild it.
When was Happy in Despicable Me?
I didn't see Despicable Me because
me
I'm an
either.
Adult.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, I saw the first one. It was the second one.
Yeah, it was
Happy
in Despicable Me,
yeah,
too.
I saw the first one. I didn't see the sequel. But wherever it was in Despicable Me 2 is where this song's going to be in the Troll movie.
Right.
Because it's just the same song. Yeah. But
no, it's cute.
They're both good
I'm
songs.
Like,
he's going to get Oscar nominated for it.
It's growing on
like
me
he's...
really fast. Do you think so? I mean,
Happy was Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I think
crazy.
He will. It doesn't take much yeah. for a song to be honored. Like,
that is true, yeah.
It just has to be like...
Low. I mean, it depends on what the other soundtracks are like, but this song was so... like you said, it's a Max Martin song. It was so well-produced. It's like a perfect pop song. It's definitely going to be Oscar-nominated in the soundtrack category. For like, not like
for original song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. All right. Well,
that's
let's...
where the Tegan and Sarah Lego Movie song landed. So, like, this is
no,
definitely
that didn't get Oscar nominated. That got snubbed. Which was...
no, it was like the really bad one.
No, but what didn't they perform at one of the movie awards? Maybe it was the Golden Globes.
They were nominated for the Golden Globe.
Okay.
There was another Lego Movie song that was like really bad.
Perform at the Oscars and they didn't get nominated. I think it was that. I don't know. Anyways,
whatever. Yeah.
Let's,
anyway, bad songs get nominated for Oscars. Basically, is the. Oof.
I hope no one from the Academy is listening to this. They're going to be so offended.
I love to offend the Academy. It's my favorite thing.
All right. Well, let's listen to some Trolls music. Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, future Oscar winner. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do. All right, that was the new song from the Trolls soundtrack. There's also a movie called Troll 2, which is historically, it's like, the internet, like, loves it for being one of the worst movies ever made. And
yeah,
it
I
is
heard about that.
Totally worth seeking out. Like, it was, it's not even, it's a sequel, but it's not officially a sequel to this movie. And they made this entire film. The characters in it aren't even trolls. And then they were just like, oh, we'll call it Trolls because that'll be better at the box office. And there's a really great scene where one guy goes, you can't piss on his, let me start that over, you can't piss on hospitality. That's like a really, there's supposed to be like this dramatic scene and that's the line he delivers. It's a remarkable film. I would highly recommend it. So yeah, so Trolls, a Trish pick. We've Ooh. Got a brand new song from Brand New.
Let me put my Britney game down so I can talk about my song,
and it's called I'm a Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about this? What's your name?
I liked it, and I had no idea that it was gonna come out just like everyone else. It was a total surprise single release, They had the song out last year that I also really liked, and it was, they're both very brand new, but not as depressing as some of the previous albums were. It was very much more like your Favorite Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So it, as someone who's been listening to Brand New since she was 15, no, 16, 17, I don't know.
We'll get a fact checker on that. We'll figure that out.
For like 13 years now. I just really liked it, and I was happy it came out. And also, I'm hoping that like these annual releases will lead to something a little bit bigger, like an album, or I know they're touring right now, and I just liked it. I don't speak intelligently to these things. I'm more of a takes girl. I'm more of a like, liked it, next.
Sure. I was surprised you. I was like, I, you know, Chris isn't on this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So someone had to talk about it.
Someone had to talk about the brand new song. What did you think about it, Natalie?
I thought it was good. I mean, it's not a thing I really listen to at this point in my life, but like,
did you at one point in your life listen to Brand New?
Not Brand New, but like things of that ilk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's good. It's fun. Whatever. Here for the the guitars. Here for the like upbeat vibes,
but also depressing but upbeat. Like it's. Yeah. I don't know. He definitely still wants to be Morrissey. This is Jesse Lacey we're talking about, the lead singer, mm-hmm. Fellow Long Islander.
Oh, nice. Do you ever meet him? Do you guys ever hang?
No. He doesn't have... He and I just aren't on the same, like, personality wavelength. And also, he is much older than me. So when I started going to all the parties in the music scene around home, he was just... They were a real band.
He was
they
already
were brand
too big.
New.
Yeah.
They were already playing at, like, Roseland and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did bump into Taking Back Sunday a lot. Who are a lot of fun.
Casual.
Yeah, I've actually met that guy before.
Yeah.
He's really nice.
They were way more fun when... I don't want to say way more fun, but like 10 years ago when everyone was just still in the party mode. Now
right.
They all have like kids and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how life works, you know? Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a big Brand New fan. I when you suggested it, I was like, oh, I guess I have to listen to this now. But like,
it's listenable.
I really liked it actually, and I was surprised how much I like. It's a really solid song, and it's especially for a band like them. Like, I don't remember. I mean, was their last album like 6 years ago? Or
I definitely wasn't into whatever their last album was that they put out, because they released like unnamed demos in 2006 that I liked. And there was Daisy. I guess I came after that, but Daisy was a little too depressing for me. So I just kind of fell off with them and that whole genre in general.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're picking up the... I mean, it's still, like, they still talk about, like, depressing, sad things. But it's more upbeat. It's more it's fun again.
I mean, yeah, I think the interesting thing about this is that... I mean, it sounds like their old stuff, but, like, the vocals... I mean, the whole, like, emo vocal, I feel like, got so overplayed and, like, so many haters, and, like, they've kind of moved out of that. Like, it doesn't... You don't get that, like, nasally whine.
He's not screaming anymore, either.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I know some people like that and still get into that, but, like, I just feel like...
Subtweeting Chris Payne here.
Yeah, like... exactly. It was probably, like, a smart move and, like, an artistic growth thing, you know, that they're, like, moving into being just kind of a more, like, standard rock band.
Well,
you know, normal, quote-unquote normal rock delivery.
And they definitely took all the good things that they've been doing from each album and put them all together, and it's a more mature Your Favorite Weapon. So it's just, like, if all the other albums in between didn't come out and this one came out straight after Your Favorite Weapon, I think it totally would have made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It still sounds like them, or, you know, old them, but it sounds like they've made progress, which is part of why I like it so much.
Yeah.
We're
well,
all 16 wearing messenger bags and like pyramid studded belts anymore.
I still have a messenger bag. It's a really useful type of bag.
I was
use.
Describing a really specific time in my life.
Okay.
I had
that
one of those
swoopy
belts.
Bang.
I had a little cuff that was like a stud and a pink, like, rhinestone, like, alternating.
Oh, that's nice. I had one of those, like, dog collary things.
Oh, my God.
But that was like,
for different reasons.
Yeah, I never wore that in front of more than one person. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to brand new. It's called "I Am a Nightmare." Give me pure energy. My heart is glowing fluorescent. I want you to possess it. That's the new, brand new. Next up, let's do a Natalie pick. So we've got Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. The song is called No Problem, and it's from Chance's new album, Coloring Book, which as of now is an Apple Music exclusive. So I think by the time this podcast comes out, we may or may not be able to.
I think it's a 2-week exclusive. So.
Okay, we might not be able to play a bit of it, but whatever. So we'll chat about it, though. So
I mean, you can find it online. Yeah. It was on DatPiff, right?
Yeah. I told him there would be a place to download it, but Joe doesn't read my hip shots, apparently.
What?
Anyway.
We're
cutting that libelous
it.
Statement out. But, all right.
Yes. Okay. Whatever. We don't have it. It's only on Apple Music. Anyway, so I basically thought that this song would be kind of a convenient way in just to the album itself, really, because it's been very much like the chatter on the internet has been like, oh, this Chance the Rapper album, it's so incredible, blah, blah, blah. Like, general consensus is that it's phenomenal. And I think, like, Chance also kind of picked an optimal time, or it's like a mixtape, I guess, technically. Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I think he's calling it a mixtape.
Yeah, I think he's calling it a mixtape, and then the actual album is still TK. But I just, like, he really picked an optimal time to release it because Ultralight Beam, obviously, like, he had such a great verse on that song, and, like...
Yeah, it's the best song on that album.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a great song, and this album is very much, like, Ultralight Beam, the album, or the mixtape, or whatever. Like, heavily, like, gospel-influenced, like, heavily upbeat, and just, like, Chance has this sort of unique, like, musical theater cheerfulness about him that he really brings to the whole album. And I think people... I think maybe it's almost, like... future backlash, like, people are so over, like, cynical dark stuff that, like, Chance coming out and being like, I'm so happy and bright, like,
yeah, he's so, like, thankful and gracious.
Exactly.
And it is, I mean, I don't listen to a ton of rap. I think, Natalie, you probably know that more than a lot of people.
Do
about
I?
I don't know. I think you've made fun of me for it, but I really like when this album, when Chance 3 came out, I ran it to work. Like, who has it? Where can I listen to it? And I listened through it, like, 3 times. And this is a great song that's on it. Angels is also great, but that had been previously released.
Yeah, yeah, that one was out, so. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's interesting kind of just, like, I mean, it's great, you know, that there's a diversity of stuff that people are into, but it's just interesting kind of the, like, polarities of, like, what's popular on the internet. And this song, I just, I mean, it's got kind of all the elements of the album. It's got big name guests, Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. You know, it's got, like, chopped up gospel soul stuff, which sounds very early Kanye.
I was going to say that.
Yes, that one. Yeah, the Bieber cameo later on is very good. He sounds great.
It was surprising.
Yeah, well, Bieber, or wait, was it the other way? Or yeah, Bieber made a surprise appearance during a Chance set at Coachella, like, 2 years ago. So those guys go way back.
Wow, they're like
BFFs. Oh, is that when he wore that hat?
That was when he was
wearing that
stupid
photo
hat
I made Jason stop using?
Yes. little insider baseball there. Yeah, no, I really like it. I was going to say the same thing with early Kanye. Like, I think we're seeing, like... I mean, it's not shocking, especially since he's Chicago, Kanye's Chicago, but, like, you know, at this point, we're seeing, like, people who grew up, like, as kids, loving the first 2 Kanye albums are, like, now in the music-making phase themselves, so, like, we're getting a lot of albums inspired, or maybe not albums, but, like, songs more inspired by early Kanye, like, soul-type stuff, and it's, like, it's fun to hear that. I mean, that's, I feel like so many Kanye fans, or, like, former Kanye fans are, like, the new stuff is, like, too...
I mean, that's what that whole song is about. Right. I love Kanye. I miss the old Kanye.
Right.
Chop up the soul, Kanye. Straight
and
from
now,
the,
like,
you know.
Yeah, wow, you could just keep going.
Anyway.
Like, I feel like, you know, not like this is just, like, a reworking or a regurgitation, but... Because it brings a gospel to it, which is different. And also, he's has a really unique delivery and is just really... Like we're saying, with the whole, like, positivity and, like, just the joy in his voice is new, but... It, like, kind of provides for people, like, missing that, like, you know, late registration, college dropout Kanye. This is like chances in that mode. He hasn't gotten
it. And I think that's why people are so into it. And Kanye's into it. I mean, yeah, he's Kanye on the album and he's like happy with it. So, you know.
Kanye's happy about something?
He was like, no, he said God level bars about Chance the Rapper. And, you know, he only really says that about himself. So, but yeah, I like generally I am into it and I am pro Chance and I think he's a very smart and compelling artist, especially just the way he sort of manages his career in general. But I also like in large doses, this album can be like too much for me, like the sort of like schlock and like,
sure,
you know, it's just like very, very saccharine, you know, like I love Sunday Candy, but like then I'm like, this literally is like musical theater. Like, and I guess in the post Hamilton rap world, maybe this is where we're at, like musical theater, hip hop. Like this is what's
I mean, there's definitely gonna be more of it. I think.
It's interesting.
I mean, yeah, like I like Donnie, the Donnie Trumpet album, which Chance is a member of the social experiment.
Even though it is a Chance the Rapper album,
basically. But, you know. Yeah, that was like one of my maybe my second favorite of last year or whenever it came out.
That was last year.
So yeah, I mean, it's just like Chance is fantastic. So let's probably listen to it right now.
Pablo, take your shirt off, wave around your head like a helicopter. I ain't putting no weed in the blunt. All you do is smoke tobacco. Where the hell you get them from? You just say he made them. My niggas chasing bounty hunters and getting chased by their baby mothers. My first tap on my stomach. Got a pocket full of money and a mind full of...
All right, that was Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, No Problem. Next up, we're doing... So we were talking about Kanye just now. Now we're going to do a song that features Kanye. This is one of my picks. This is Schoolboy Q featuring Kanye. The song is called That Part. It's from... Schoolboy has an upcoming album. We know there's an album. We don't know when it'll come out, what it's called. We really don't know anything about it. But
it exists.
We know it exists, yeah. It's the follow-up to Oxymoron, which was very good. And yeah, so this is Schoolboy and Kanye. You know, I think Schoolboy is at a really interesting point in his like career, or like kind of his overall narrative too. Like when he and Kendrick, they're both in Black Hippie together, they're like the breakouts of that group, at least so far. When they started out, like they definitely would like talk it up in the press, like, you know, like how they're both, they have debut albums coming out and, you know, like whose is going to be bigger, you know, like they both boasted that each one would best the other. And like now that, you know, Kendrick has 2 albums out plus that Odds and Ends collection, like it's very clear, like people are talking about Kendrick as like already one of the greatest of all times. And as good as Schoolboy is, which he is, like no one is like ranking him there just yet. He's at an interesting point where I feel like now he's no longer trying to compete with Kendrick. And he's just kind of like
definitely different tiers,
doing his own thing. Yeah, when you're listening to him, it seems like just a little more laid back. I mean, not that the music isn't, you know, intricate in, you know, but it's like it's he seems just not to not have as quite as much at stake as when you hear like Kendrick rapping. And you kind of hear that in the song. It's like an ominous, low key. It has a very good beat. And then, a Kanye feature, which is, like, the headline-grabbing thing from it, for very good reason. Like, Kanye's verse is good, but it also features a line that's either very funny or very offensive or just bizarre, depending on who you are, where Kanye says, "Wifey gonna kill me, she the female OJ." Of course, as anyone who's been paying attention to People versus OJ Simpson, that incredible FX series.
So good.
You know, Robert Kardashian, Kim's late father, defended OJ in the trial, had a very, like, weird relationship with it, where it's pretty commonly accepted in the narrative that, like, as the trial wore on, Robert Kardashian came to suspect that OJ maybe wasn't so innocent, but nevertheless stuck by his side. And, you know, and Kris Jenner, Kim's mom, has been pretty vocal, you know, saying she thinks that OJ did it, basically.
Yeah, she sat on the side of the court as
Nicole Brown
and,
Simpson's family. So it's, Kim is in, like, this, you know, and this is her past, obviously, and it certainly hasn't defined her life, but she is in a weird position where, like, she grew up with, you know, Uncle Juice, and, you know, then her dad is defending... this guy, and her mom is, you know, basically saying this guy probably did it. So you know, that's like a weird like part of her history, and to kind of like use it as a punchline for her husband to do that is a little weird.
Well, Kanye also, to his Adidas 3 or Yeezy or Life of Pablo thing, whatever that was at Madison Square Garden, the fashion show album release party, whatever it was called, that he wore a shirt backstage. It had his mother on his front and Robert Kardashian on the back. So he's very much been absorbed into the Kardashian family and culture. So it is weird.
Yeah.
But also it's such... That was such an event in history that even if we didn't have the Kardashians, even if he, you know, wasn't married to them, it's still something that's just so ingrained.
Yeah, but he references it about his family. Like, he says, he refers to her as his wife.
Well, yeah, I know. I just, but does he mean her specifically, or is it?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just like he just says a line.
Whoa.
What do you think, Natalie?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have like a super hot take about it. I think it's a really good song. I think, as we all know, Kanye likes to say things that will get him attention.
And here we are.
I haven't even heard like buzz about this, really. I think people maybe have just kind of written it off as like whatever. It's Kanye talking about stuff. But yeah, the beat on the song is so good. I looked it up to see if it was a sample, but it's not.
I did the same thing, yeah, because I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, this sounds like a really great, like, maybe obscure sample.
Like Nine Inch Nails or something, like, I don't even know.
Well, there have been a lot of really just wild, I don't want to say mashups, but, like, Beyonce and Jack White. And Bieber on Chance's song, so, like, it wouldn't have been a surprise if it was something so wild, but...
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's original, either it that or... original, or the internet hasn't cracked the code yet.
Yeah, I wonder, it'll be interesting to see when the credits come out, because it is, like, guitar, you know, it doesn't sound... It's either a sample of some other song, or it's, like, somebody actually came in and they were, like, having a jam session.
So. Right, yeah. Find out soon enough. Or not soon enough, I don't know. But let's listen to it. So it's Schoolboy featuring Kanye, that part.
I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part. Hey. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back in poppin'. Tell that ugly bitch to move.
All right, that was a new Schoolboy. Next up, we're doing a Trish pick, a new old song. It is Adele, Send My Love to Your New Lover. So, that album came out last year, but it was just released as a single, which means that presumably, you know, if all goes well for Adele, you'll be hearing this song all over radio.
Well,
it's
the best song on the album, too. Like, the fact that it wasn't released earlier is a surprise. When it's upbeat, it's more Adele than the first two singles. I mean, yeah.
Hello is pretty textbook Adele, I feel. But
I don't know.
I agree with Trish. I don't know. This one sounded to me, like, honestly, I had not heard it before.
Well, did you not do the, like... Let me listen to 25 five times in a row and really express my feelings. Did you not do that yet?
No, I don't do... I don't know. I listened to Hello and I was like, this is enough. But... To me, it really, like, I really love 19. Like, that's my favorite Adele album. And this really sounds like that. Like, a lot more kind of percussive and rhythmic and, like, a little bit more vulnerable and less belty.
Yeah, you know? It's the least adult contemporary song on that album.
Which, like, I appreciate. Like, I don't need, like, Celine Dion, like, blah, you know?
Yeah.
I like the ones that are a little bit more intimate and a little more, like, singer-songwritery, R&B-y, mm-hmm. like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, the old albums had a lot more of the jazz kind of influence, which might be why.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, they're just a little more stripped down, a little bit more kind of, like, I learned, like, Adele songs on bass, because she just accompanies herself on bass on certain songs on 19, and that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. I think it's cool and really showcases her abilities, but yeah, no, I think it's a really good song. I hope it gets picked up, because certainly, like, less of a downer than Hello.
Yeah, ooh. It's just not sad.
Adele's not going to be on your podcast.
Darn, I was really, she was high on our list.
But speaking of corporate branded synergy, Adele is releasing the video at the Billboard Music Awards.
I cannot believe you guys said that in tandem.
Sunday, May 22nd.
Second.
22nd.
On this podcast. TK channel. I don't actually know what channel.
ABC.
ABC. Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at us. Network. Prime time.
Yeah.
It's a Dick Clark Productions production.
I know.
All right. That's true. Yeah. That's all accurate information. But yeah, so this song, I mean, this is another Max Martin, like the Timberlake song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I did no research.
I didn't realize that.
As I said, I'm going to Google it. But yeah, I saw her play a show in New York, and she talked about this one and how she had just had, like, the guitar riff for this song, like, knocking around in her head for, like, years and hadn't.
So that's why it sounds old, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Max Martin worked on this one, which is kind of surprising because it's not all that glossy or like.
No,
it doesn't.
But
sound...
he's just a good songwriter.
He's a really, obviously, a really good songwriter, and producer. Yeah, I'm excited that, like, hopefully this will be a single.
It is a single.
It is a single. Right. Hope this will be a hit single.
Hey.
Because this is something that I would very much enjoy, like, overhearing as I, like, wander through a CVS or...
You should be...
you know.
That's a whole category of music.
It is. When you hear something bad and you have, like, 10 minutes of shopping, you're like, oh, I have to deal with this.
There are companies devoted to that. I used to work at a clothing store in the mall, and we would get CDs, because this was at a time when it was still CDs, and... That's what the company's one job was. They did so much market research to see who the shoppers were, to see who those people...
Oh, yeah.
The music they were listening to. And so, like, this Adele song is one of those ones that's just going to be played in every store.
For sure.
Not, like, a wedding song like Timberlake. This is more about, like, after the breakup. I hope you're, like, better to her than you were to me because you were in dark. I don't know if you can say that on the podcast.
You can say dick on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Because he was a dick to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually, like, totally related. Acceptable. There's a very good feature from The New Yorker, like, a few years ago about Muzak, like, the modern reinvention of that's the company that we had.
Yeah.
Because they used to, you know, that's the name people use for elevator music, but they also just reinvented themselves as the people who do, like, soundtracks for stores and restaurants and hotels and whatever.
And it's really interesting. The 1 year, God, though. So, I was working at an Old Navy, and at the time, the CDs were 4 hours because it was before they started doing MP3s. And so of the 4 hours, if you had a full shift, you heard the CD twice. And that CD that month, because it was monthly, was half Christmas music. And of the 50% that was left, half of that was all Jamiroquai. So I heard 2 hours of Jamiroquai every day for, like, the entire month of December, like,
it could be worse,
2007.
Really. Could have been a lot worse, I'm going to say.
They have a song about Star Wars.
Huh.
It's like, use the force.
You haven't, like, terrified Joe. He seems intrigued.
Joe does love Star Wars.
I have to do a deep dive. I'm intrigued, yeah. All right, well, let's listen to...
A song not about Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with Star Wars. Adele, Send My Love to Your New Lover, new single from 25. All right, that was an old but newish single.
It's not,
Adele,
like,
song.
Old.
It's not that old.
It's from the most recent album.
It's from the most recent album.
But it's
only the third single, right? Which isn't that old. Anyways, so next and last, we've got Natalie Pick, the song from Maren Morris called "Rich," which I hadn't heard before, but now I've heard like 10 times today. Because to the guy,
Mr. Craig Martin,
the guy sitting next to me feature. Has just been blasting it like time after
He's
time.
A big fan.
I will say that I started it this morning by playing Dolly Parton. And then also working
day.
On the country
yeah.
feature. Like, it's just...
Nice countrified day.
Yeah.
But anyways, why did you pick this? What do you feel? What does the song make you feel?
Okay. Well, I'm into Maren Morris, like, in general. And I think most people are. She's already had a successful single. Like, her first one is. She's really, like, working that country machine. And it's, like, it's happening. She seems sort of like a post-Kacey Musgraves person, if you will, just because she's like a little bit alternative, aka mm-hmm. she's not blonde, basically. So
wait, Maren Morris is a blonde?
Huh?
Maren Morris is a blonde?
No.
Oh.
She has
brave
hair.
Of her.
I know.
To do country music.
It's pretty
hair.
It's pretty
that
subversive
tomato.
for country radio. No shade to country radio. I listen to country. I picked this song. But it's just like she's a good songwriter and she's got a nice voice. And it's just, like, catchy, and I'm really into the premise. I'm all about country songs with great metaphors, as I discussed with Joe earlier mm-hmm. today. And this one is a top-notch one, saying that every time a guy screws you over, it should be worth money. Like, if... It's called rich, you know. So I'd be rich if every time you lied to me, you know.
I'd be sitting on a pile of dimes.
Exactly.
I think is one of the lines.
Yeah.
Why did it sound so familiar to me? The music is from a different song, right?
I feel like
no.
the guitar reminds me of Steve Miller, Gangster of Love.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what,
or the Joker, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right? Because I started singing along to it and it works.
Yeah. And
so yeah, it might have the same chords.
It definitely, yeah, I think the chords are pretty close. And otherwise, like, the tone of the guitar also reminded me of, like, just 90s guitar in general.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, Sugar Ray-ish.
I mean, we were talking about Sheryl
Ooh,
Crow,
Sugar
like,
Ray.
Craig and...
Yeah.
Like, she really is, like, proto-Sheryl Crow. Like, she's
yeah.
proto-Kacey Musgraves in this particular lineage of country singers, mm-hmm. but in the grand scheme of pop music, she's very much, like, nouveau Sheryl Crow.
Right, like, I feel like you could play Crow. This and you wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, that's a country song.
No,
you
it
know,
sounds very much like island-friendly guitar music.
Right,
like,
yeah.
that's sort of, you know, it's like, soak up the sun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
rich, mm-hmm. Sheryl Crow. I
see
have
how many
long
times
hair.
You can say Sheryl Crow.
I have bell bottoms. I have a guitar. you know, that's just sort of the aesthetic, but it's really good, and you know, it sounds like a radio hit to me. And I've heard the advance of the album, and there are more songs like this.
Nice.
So I
Ooh.
Believe that there will
a little
be more.
Brag there, but yeah,
Elias sent it to me, so you know he's
oh,
the one in the loop.
Out.
But yeah, no, there's more Maren Morris hits in the works. I
okay,
believe.
Cool.
She's
no,
got
I,
catchy songs.
Right, she's a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was a cute song. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed in the last like 2 weeks, well, maybe let's just say since whenever that last, since Kacey Musgraves' Pageant Material came out, I've been slowly moving more towards being a country music fan because, I mean, in the 90s when I was growing up, like, country music, just when I just remember being twangy and very stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love Dolly Parton, and now with Kacey, and now I do like
yeah.
this Maren song, and there was another one by Alyssa Michaela.
Yeah, the Getaway Car, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that I really like too. So
it's a
just,
good song.
It's just really interesting that it's coming into, like, not mainstream pop, but that mainstream pop fan like myself
mm-hmm.
can start getting into it again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think some of the, like, bro, I think
the
we're
bro country,
definitely
yeah.
post-bro country now. Yeah. So it's just sort of figuring out what the next big wave is. I mean, the bros are still there.
Yeah.
But I think people have recognized that, oh, this is a thing, and maybe it shouldn't just be all men in trucker hats singing about beer.
Is this, like, a backlash, or just, like...
I think the backlash already happened.
Wait,
I think
no,
we're just
I didn't finish my sentence.
Sorry.
No. Is this, like, a backlash or a response to last year when that guy in country radio called all the women tomatoes and that they're not playing country...
I mean,
aren't being played on country music? Is this just... They're just really churning it out and putting really, like, pop-friendly, really just... listener-friendly music out that is good and it's great, but just like, hey, no, we can write hits too. Shut up.
Yeah. I don't know if it's specific but to that, mm-hmm. but I think it's just more of a general sort of move. I think there have been enough, like, crossover country people that now it's just kind of like, they're seeing that and they're trying to capitalize.
Hmm.
Yeah. That was a great analysis. Thank you guys
Boom.
For doing that. That's way more than I have to offer about country.
I spoke more about Natalie's song than I did about either of my two. So.
Right. Yeah.
Killed it.
country girl. All right, well, let's listen
Shake
to it.
Shake it for me, in the words of Luke Bryan. Anyway, okay.
That literally means nothing to me. Like, you could have said anything else, and I'd have been like, sure, that's probably a song.
Wait, Luke Bryan's one of the hot ones, right?
No.
No.
Not to me.
That's all I know
about
him.
He has a froggy voice.
He is
Who's married to Faith Hill?
That's Tim McGraw.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. He is very good looking, just like on an objective level, even though he's old. He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
All right, let's listen to it. Maren Morris, Rich is the song, and here it is.
Turn into dollar signs, cause I'd be rich. Head to toe, Prada, Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water. Vegas, that's the Mandarin, I roll a gambling. Me and Diddy dripping diamonds like Marilyn. No, I wouldn't be drowning in all your eyes.
All right, that was Maren Morris, Rich. Thank you guys for coming by. This was fun. This is a fun
Yay.
One. thanks, Trish. Thanks, Natalie.
You're welcome.
Programming and note, my last podcast.
I
my
know.
Third and final.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trish is leaving Billboard for different pastures. Mm. I'm not going to say greener. I'm not going to say
They're
less green.
They're just a different kind of green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Godspeed. Good luck.
I'm dying.
And yeah, she's not dying.
I'm dead to you now, aren't I?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Knock on wood.
You're definitely the second you leave this office unfollowed on Twitter.
Aww.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't be that cruel. That'd be so mean. All right. So yeah, thank you for listening. And if you have recommendations, please tweet them in. Summer is more or less upon us. So if you have like stuff you think should be or is going to be the song of the summer, tweet it at us. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.